I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Phantom of the Open, which tells the true story of Maurice Flitcroft, a lousy golfer who hoaxed his way into the tournament. Mark Rylance stars as Maurice, who started off as a would-be golfer, and then as a crane worker, and then his golf urges inspire him to play in the tournament, where he scores 121 points. As you know, you want the lowest points in golf in order to win. He's immediately booted out of the competition, but he comes back posing as different men. He doesn't just set trouble for himself, but also for his family, particularly his wife Sally Hawkins' first son, played by Jake Davis, whose job is on the line with all the humiliation he's displaying. The Phantom of the Open has to have some silly shots of Maurice's golfing dreams, but the film does have a silly attitude towards the real-life character that makes us enjoy it thoroughly. Rylance shows the audience his vulnerabilities, and he allows them to root for him no matter how many points he scores in the tournament. The movie overcomes its weaknesses and has the optimism to keep going, just like Maurice himself. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.